Ba-da-da-da-da, Taylor's looking for tricks. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I'm sorry, that was a freestyle, but it went, though. You feel me? We got three wonderful guests in this bitch. We got to have some fun. I do want to give a heads up, a trigger warning. In this episode, we will be talking about sexual assault. Once we talk to that, I will give another trigger warning, so you can definitely listen until then, but feel free. We definitely understand if it's not your speed. If you need to cut it off at that point, please do so. But I'm going to give our guest introductions. I hope you are ready for these. I worked 1 second on them each. Please fuck her and do not make love to her, Sapphire. We also have your favorite John's favorite lay, Taylor. And Mr. I can't trust no bitch, but I used to, your favorite block club president, Tay. You see what I did there? I didn't know you rap, but I figured, see, you know, I figured all that shit out. So I'm going to ask y'all an intro question. Y'all can introduce yourselves. Y'all can give y'all social media handles, whatever. But how do you like 69? And we're going to start with Taylor and work our way around the Tay.
How do I like 69? I don't. Mm. That's one of my least favorite sex positions.
Loser. Okay.
Why though?
Like, I don't like. I want to. When I'm getting fellatio, I want to relax, and I feel like it's a lot of work when it comes to 69 because I got to focus on pleasing you while you pleasing me. And if you pleasing me too good, I might stop pleasing you for a second. It's just too much work.
So you can't do two things at once.
No, respectfully, not during sex. I want to do one thing. I want to focus on that one thing.
See, that's insane to me because during sex, I want to do all the things.
We can do them just in a list.
No, I want to do them all simultaneously. Like, put your finger in my booty while you eat me out, while your dick is in my mouth. That sounds amazing to me.
That's nice. Now, that's different. But, like, if you telling me right now, somebody going ham on your pussy, on your clit, let's be specific.
What's your sign?
Pisces.
That's why.
That's why.
Cause I can always.
What's your sign?
I don't believe your sign, so I don't get it. So, cause I'm a Pisces, I like to get my ass hit. Like, I don't get it.
I'm a Virgo. Why you say it like that?
Me and Tay both. Like,
So 69 wouldn't be our thing as Virgos, Earth signs. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be our thing because.
Tell me about myself.
We are clean. We neat. You hear me?
Introduce yourself.
So that's too much. You hear me? It's too much. Thought going to some shit like that. So now look, let me give y'all a real example. The other day someone asked me to do that and I was like, and I was getting paid to do it, you hear me? And I was like, nah.
Get paid to do what?
69.
Oh.
I mean, I'm saying that the whole entire situation was paid for it.
What do you mean by that?
No, I'm not laughing. I have allergies. Oh, and it's stuffy in here. So, look. You know, you usually got to do what someone say do.
You agree to that? I mean, y'all going to work it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. You're right. But I was like, nah, I'm good. I mean, I did it for like 10 seconds. That's it. I ain't doing it, though. It's pointless. It's a fantasy. You know what I mean? It's too much. You ain't got to do that. You can eat pussy, and then you can go to the next step, suck dick. And then you go to the next step, have sex. Mm. And then you can wrap it up.
Mm. Okay. Do you eat ass?
No, baby.
You don't?
I'm sorry.
Not even female ass?
No, baby.
Wow. Taylor, you still eat ass, right?
Yeah.
You said you're going to eat Johnny ass after this, right?
Who is Johnny?
Him.
Y'all don't get it. That was a double entendre. A John? Hello? Jesus Christ, man. Nobody was following me.
Sapphire already said that your jokes weren't that funny. And you know.
She did not say that.
She kind of did.
She and said, you know, she hate when men say jokes.
That was her special way, you know.
And you know that I hate when you have to explain a joke. If you have to explain a joke, it's ain't not funny,
baby. You have to go back.
So y'all just going to jump me. All right, fuck y'all. Sapphire, you never technically introduce yourself. You just jumped in. Introduce yourself.
Didn't I?
No.
You just jumped in and said, fuck
69. Yeah, you was just like, look, man, that nigga tried to pay for it. I said, no.
No, well, my name is Sapphire.
Hey, Sapphire.
And then I also have another personality named Low Spin.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing, though. You hear me? It's just another version of me. It only come out in certain times. It's not out right now. We chilling.
Will you tell us when she come out?
Is it a good thing for her to come out?
She not here.
Yeah, no. She not here. She ain't going to be here for a week. But
Wait.
Did she come during periods?
No, not during periods.
All right, we'll get to that later. Okay, all right, bet.
I'm a numerologist. I study numbers.
Okay.
So, like, We pass astrology. You know what I mean? We got numerology.
Okay.
I'm a 22 life pastor. I'm a master builder, meaning I be getting money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
If you was looking for a trick, baby, you don't need this video. I promise you, you don't. All my niggas be getting money. You know what I mean?
Her. Are you trying to like?
Ooh, no.
Stop. Don't do that.
Pull her on or something. I'm so lost.
You
right
started
now.
Off though. You said she looking for a trick.
You did.
I was joking. You dead ass.
No, I'm not serious.
Corny joke. Dead ass.
I don't commit crimes.
Okay. I like how, okay.
That part. Yeah.
You know what? We not going to incriminate. But I see. I got lost. I was just like,
he ain't get lost nowhere.
We go.
Johnny on the spot. You
Tay, where you at? Come on, fix this.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm not fucking with 69, bro.
Okay.
Really? I
don't like his music.
If the right girl asks me, if the right girl asks me, I fuck with it though. But what? I ain't really fucking with it.
As you should.
It's just levels.
See, y'all doing it wrong. Y'all got to do 69 with the man on top. That's when I love my 69.
Man, you took it too far, bro.
Yeah.
On top.
That's low key.
No, have her head hanging off the bed.
That's low key a lead. You're
have her head hanging off the bed. So it's not like you like sitting on her. Like her head's hanging off the bed.
Yeah, head hanging off the bed. Yep. He's bent over me.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I ain't reached that yet.
Yeah.
Is that really 69?
Yeah, that is.
Essentially, yeah.
Are you eating the pussy?
That's too much.
It's a lot. Just
you
want to
know what it is?
They too freaked out.
Nah, that ain't what it is, baby.
What is it?
You want to know what it is?
What? Our signs?
No. Oh. Excuse me. These niggas be making love. That's what they be doing.
Like
foreplay. Baby, what is it? It's foreplay, baby. Ain't in foreplay. Ain't in foreplay, baby. It's
what's
foreplay.
What's wrong with foreplay?
What's wrong with foreplay?
When do we make the honey's
moon? You got to talk into the mic because they ain't going to be able to hear you.
When do you do foreplay?
She's asking her her partner in the corner, her six,
look,
when do foreplay.
You only do foreplay when you trying to make love, when you trying to catch feelings. You hear me? Eating pussy, sucking dick, all of that is foreplay. You hear me? Almost an extra charge, upcharge.
Oh, so you basically saying if you adding any extras, that's doing too much.
It's love making. It's foreplay.
Me and him got into it this morning, right?
Why?
Fucking dick is.
Because we wake up, right? I woke up first. I went to the laboratory. Went to have some
the bathroom?
Water. Yeah.
The laboratory, that's what she said.
I ain't call that shit since Catholic school.
I got bad memory. Let me keep going. So we get into it. Mm-hmm. So we handle our scandal in the morning. I'm looking around, checking what's going on. And then I go to the laboratory. And I go to the laboratory. I need to talk while I go to the laboratory. So he come in a... He come in there with me. We talking. And then I turn around. This nigga got his lotion. He like, yeah, I'm about to use this. So I'm like, can you roll up first? He like, no.
He couldn't put lotion on?
He was not about to use the lotion to lotion his body, obviously.
So I'm like, no, you can't put no fucking... Like, I'm like, okay, so whatever. I let it go. Because I know exactly what was coming after that question. You hear me? What was coming?
Well, let me get some.
No, he went lower.
Oh, let me get that ass.
No, let me suck your dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you said let you suck his dick?
Hell no, I ain't say it. Like, ask me, like, can I have some head?
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, but really, I said no because I was gonna say no regardless. I said, but then I would have gave him.
Why you ain't give him some head? What's wrong with him?
No, then I asked him to roll that blunt.
Oh, you did.
Now,
wait,
he could have got me high.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because I probably would have said no too. If I asked you to roll a blunt and you say no,
no, I had to think about it. Like,
so you saying like you want to suck dick after you got high?
No, I don't want to suck dick at all, baby.
Why not?
Because you ain't got to.
Okay, why not?
You ain't got to.
He said just,
she said
yeah, just hit
she
this motherfucker.
She said that sucking dick and eating pussy was foreplay.
So you saying
she don't want to do all that. That's foreplay.
Like, you know, in the morning time, you only supposed to have quickies. Quickies
so you want some
5 minutes and under. That's it.
Up.
All that other extra shit y'all be doing, that's extra.
All
that's
you need to do is eat it for, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, and
you
3 minutes
ain't gotta
in
eat it at all.
I mean, honestly, in the morning, it's already marinated. You know?
I get what you're saying, bro.
You gotta warm it up, though.
Yeah.
You gotta
have sex.
So, when
do you
what time do you suck dick? I'm trying to understand.
You suck dick at 12 a.m.
Okay. At night? Damn.
Yeah, at nighttime. That's why
ain't nobody. Hey, bro, looking. Hold her to that tonight, all right?
No, you hold can't it. Hold me. Well, is we going to be on that, baby? No, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm going to...
Look, give her another one, man.
She needs another drink.
Yeah, it's about no, it's about to go down. So nobody likes 69 but me and Alessa. We wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
from y'all.
I was kind
of. But I think y'all just doing it wrong. Like, you got to do it, you know, with the aggressively. Guy. Yeah, like, let me hang your head off the bed.
How do you
let me
fuck your mouth. 69.
He said
like,
on top. So I'm assuming that's
fuck, on no, top. Like, honestly,
mama's damn.
If what? You think about it, your dick is already down her throat. Like, you fucking her mouth. You know, as long as she don't die and she okay with it, like, you good.
I'll take it out when die. I need to what breathe.
Yeah. I got thrown up on like that.
Take it out when my throat has had enough. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so, you can fuck my face, but okay, like, why?
Let's get to the next subject, because 69 is boring anyway. It's next.
So, Tay, you love 69, right? No, I'm talking shit. I'm not going to keep going. But you mentioned that you had a horror story with some stank coochie.
Okay. Yeah, I have. I feel what like happened? Every fella have. You know, sometimes it catch you off guard.
It's not that deep, though.
It's not that deep, but sometimes.
It's just pussy. Guess what you do?
Stank pussy.
Guess what you do? I'm about to give him some game. How old are you?
I'm old, 34.
You ain't that old, baby. You a young. He lying. He 44. I I'm swear 34. On my soul, baby. This is what I do for a living.
I'm 34.
Look, he's not let 44. Me tell
you. Hey, what?
I just got a gray beard.
Social. What Big Sean say? What you do with pussy?
Rest it off.
So you telling her to like, telling him like to tell her to get in the shower and then fuck her.
Hey, you want
to
know something? What's so funny?
What if she got something?
Look, let me tell y'all something. I'm sorry, y'all invited me, so y'all got to hear this one. So, you know, like, my niggas be spending money on me, but they be wanting something from me, right?
Right.
They be wanting hoes. I got hoes. You hear me? Bad bitches. I only fuck with bad bitches. Nothing right. Mediocre. You hear me? And I got a type, right?
Right.
And look, I'm not gay. Mm-hmm. I swear. Look at my nail. It's broken. I did something the other day. Broke my nail. Whatever.
What they got to do with you being gay?
That's just for the, you know, they be judging you on YouTube and shit. So, listen.
She has to get that disclaimer.
I got that one out. Because
they're going to look at her finger and be like, but you are.
So you middle okay, you gay.
So look, no, I ain't gay. I swear to
she
God,
just oh, said she wasn't.
No, hell no, I'm not gay. Look, so but I do gay stuff. You hear me?
Like what?
Like what's gay
stuff? I get
like,
it.
I be dealing with niggas that be want to have threesomes, but my niggas be spending money, so I gotta give like them what they want. Wait, listen. Every threesome I've had, I make a bitch clean herself in front of me, and I show her how to do it.
Okay.
I don't trust nobody like that. You hear me? I don't trust nobody enough. You hear me? I've never ran into funky pussy. You hear me?
Yeah. Because you make them clean themselves beforehand.
What did Big Shot say? What Big Shot say? It's just pussy. Rinse it off. But you don't rinse it off after. You rinse it off before, stupid.
When did Big Shot say that? So?
When did he say
so
that?
Listen. I said Big Shot. Oh, that's
oh,
my...
No. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So basically, she said I should have put her in the shower, but...
yeah, you like, was rushing to it. You had I, ran to the right.
No, no, she kind of right, though, because I kind of pressed the issue at that point before... She right.
I never had that issue. Never. And look.
I only had it once.
One time I'm fucking with a girl, right? And I got a video. I got all types of videos. You hear me? So.
I would like to see.
She had like little seeds coming out her booty. And I didn't know what they were.
What you mean by that?
She had hemorrhoids.
Oh.
You hear me?
Yeah. You got
she
some
fucked in the ass.
You got some preparation H.
No.
That help with hemorrhoids?
Yeah, that's
what
it's for.
That's what preparation is for. Preparation H.
Obviously,
H
I ain't never had a hemorrhoid, bro.
You can
I don't
get a
know.
For a lot of different stuff, though.
Yeah, it's like pushing too hard.
Yeah, you talk
shit. You can get them from literally having, like, if hooping. You have too many ingrown hairs in your butt.
Yeah, you have them for any. But she had them, and I noticed them. How did I notice them? Because I'm looking for them.
Did you help her?
I'm a germaphobe. No. No.
Y'all just ended
we
it.
Got it. Did
you
no, know? We did not end it right there. We kept going. We did what we did.
You fucked that hemorrhoid pussy?
No, it was her booty hole had hemorrhoids. And I can't do nothing too much with a woman. You hear me?
Yeah. You ain't eat her ass?
She was just there for
no,
the aesthetics. She there for the
no.
Art.
Okay.
She there for the art.
See, I'm confused. Tay is getting it.
Look, homie, we
I understand
hired
what's going on.
Okay. What y'all hire her for?
The threesome.
Aesthetics. Oh, okay. Aesthetics and vibes.
He a baby. You hear me?
Hey. No. Y'all got to realize.
Our... Talking, I thought she was one of your friends.
She was one of my friends.
Okay.
Oh. I'll be fucking
and then you got to remember, we
got
to break it down for our listeners. Listen, they may not understand.
So basically, it's like, you know how this shit goes. It's like, we helping each other out. Yeah. You know
and
mean?
Guess what? You want to know the quick way to help a bitch have clean coochie? Put her in the shower. Put her in the shower and guess what else? A water bottle, a brand new. You should be. And when you tricking, when you fucking, yeah. You got a water bottle. You got candy. You got weed, liquor. The water bottle is not for drinking, baby. We don't need no water. You hear me? Rinse it out. Get it all out. Clean it out, baby. I need to know. I need to know that's what you did. You hear me? I need to know. I'm not gonna be traumatized after this event.
So let me ask you a question. Would y'all be offended if a partner told y'all that y'all stink?
No.
No. What?
Sometimes people be stinking.
You're gross. Look, sometimes you fucking stink. Everybody's not gonna smell like fucking roses. You're right.
You are not about to smell like flowers and daisies.
And then this is another thing that I had to say to that. Right? No. I be breeding real niggas. You hear me?
Breeding?
Listen.
She said breeding. I like that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Pussy don't smell like water unless you want it to. You hear me?
Oh, I'm hip with that. It ain't got to smell like water. I know that. I'm talking about
stench, just smell, all that. That shit irrelevant. You hear me? It's some niggas that be taking pussy for a living. You hear me? You hear me? Some niggas don't get caught. You hear me? Pussy is pussy. Let it just be what it is. Yeah. Unless you think you got something and you shouldn't even be fucking with it.
No, I'm saying I ran into some stank. It's a pussy smell. It's a stank pussy
people
smell.
People be sweating. It's wet.
No,
I mean, man, you can have an STD. You can have something going on down there.
You can have a yeast infection.
Okay, look. Now I gotta keep it a buck with y'all, because y'all see y'all kids.
I am a baby.
How old are you?
I'm saying.
I'm 24. Look, I'm a baby.
Come on, Mother Teresa, break it down for us.
Now I'm about to tell y'all something. Now look, every bitch I run into, I'm not lying. They be like, I have a smell or whatever, right?
Regular pussy smell probably.
No, that's because they can be honest with me. I'm a real bitch.
They be like, my pussy stink. Okay.
No, they don't say that. They be like, I have BV. Listen, ain't nothing more pure than what?
Water.
You hear me, nigga? So like, bitches go through that cycle. They go through the PMS and they had the cycle, the period, and then they get done with it and they be like, the coochie clean itself. It doesn't. You hear me? I mean, it does clean itself.
But you gotta say,
you gotta drink water, you gotta take vitamins, but then you also gotta shoot some fresh water up your coochie and rinse that shit out. For anything that's left over, if you clean a pot, put it in a dishwasher. Most people gonna wipe the pot first before they put it in the dishwasher. You heard what I just told you?
That's very true. I mean, I do you hear me? I prep like a bottom. I shoot water up my cooch and asshole every day.
Man, baby shower. Girl, you hear me?
Yes. That's like, I prep like a bottom.
Disgusting.
So y'all prep like bottoms too?
No, I do not.
I do, baby. You wanna know why? Look, you wanna know why I do?
Why?
I do because, I mean, I'm smart. I mean, I read a lot. I'm smart. I know that I gotta be clean. Now, look, I'm in college. Third year in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, he 36. I'm fucking with a street nigga. You hear me? First time ever. This nigga nothing to me. He trying to get me pregnant. I'm in college. You hear me?
Is this right now?
No, I'm a grown ass woman. So one day he like, he came for me. You hear me? Like, you don't spell right? So I'm like, stop nutting at me then, nigga. You hear me? And from that day forward, though, I knew that rinse. You got to rinse that shit the fuck out. You hear me? Yeah. And you can never trust what a nigga say, for real. See, my niggas know not to nut at me. But
do you do
every
raw?
Nigga. Yes.
No condoms?
Not all the time. I mean, I be...
With your niggas, though?
Yeah, with my niggas, okay. I do no condom.
Okay. That's what
he say in that one song? Who that's for?
What songs are these?
You don't know.
That's who this was. Cause I'm my bitch. We be fucking wrong every time.
Oh, listen, he had a condom in his bag one time. I'm like, bitch.
You got pissed?
No, I'm like, who this for?
Who this for?
Okay.
Who is this for?
All right, so look, I do want to move forward past the stank vaginas. We got a little taste of that. Tay, what's your porn history? Like, what's your porn searches?
You ain't
got
to tell him if you don't want to.
My porn searches?
Oh, it's a man. He ain't never going to tell you the truth.
Right now, I haven't really been watching too much porn.
He ain't going to never tell you the
truth. I don't know why she think I'm not going to tell
the truth.
You on Twitter, baby?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Tay, he's a very...
I'm honest.
Yeah, I bring honest people on the show.
She
don't know.
She know me. Homegirl.
Look, what you trying to say?
Homegirl, me and my nigga been together for a long time. That's That ain't, we don't have no conversations about porn history. Actually, I delete it.
Listen, I'm about to tell you right now. My porn history really is, it's not too crazy.
Yes, it is. No, yes, it is.
Well, let's hear from him. Let's hear from him.
I'm to tell you. I'm into stuff.
Just let him lie.
I watch Lesbian, of course. That's
he lying.
That's a vibe, you feel me? I like to watch my face sitting porn. I like girls sitting on faces and shit. I watch some shit like that, little fetish shit like that. I watch, like, you know, I got my BBW times when I watch a little BBW.
You
porn.
Do love BBW.
Yeah, so I watch a little BBW.
You're a
pog. You like BBWs and you like
white not a pog. Never mind.
No, I got it.
You like white girls?
No, I like
white girls. That's why I said not a pog. Wait, not a pog.
Okay, I have a question. So
I got this one.
Would you tell us, tell us what you watched that you didn't, like, you know, tell us that. I lost my mind for a second, and I watched it.
No, I'm trying to think how the furthest I'm with, because I ain't get.
He went far. No, I ain't went far.
I've seen shit, but I never was like locked in on nothing. Of course, I clicked some bullshit, but like,
oh my god!
Yeah, but I ain't never watched no shit like no crazy shit.
I think
like,
the craziest porn I ever watched was this man sticking his head in the lady vagina.
His whole head?
He was bald. Yeah, he had like a cap on.
Did he have a dude on top really?
Huh? I seen a horse fuck somebody. So
in this big vagina, and she was going by crazy. Accident. Yeah, I watched like of course they was white. You seen that? Yeah.
No.
I watch like that shit where a bitch might smack the shit out of a nigga and shit like that too. Like
I like crazy BDSM.
You feel me?
I like the titty smacking.
Like what? How crazy?
Smacking, turning red, bruises. Yeah. Bleeding.
Smack yourself how hard you want to be smacked.
No, don't do it, baby. You on camera?
I'll do it just because I'm on camera. Like,
do it, man. Do it. Do it.
No, I don't want to bruise myself.
Oh, all right. Good answer.
I like to be bruised.
You want somebody to punch you while y'all fucking?
No.
Slap real hard. Why you fucking?
Yes. And it has to be somebody that I call my lover, not just somebody I'm
talking. Hey, I remember something she said, though, earlier. A girl told me one time, she was like, you fucking me like a husband. I need you to fuck me like a whore. That's what she really told me.
Let me speak on that one, right?
Yeah.
So I got two niggas, right?
Yeah.
They know they friends. They know about each other.
Yeah.
We friends, right?
Yeah.
Like, one of them be making love to me.
Y'all real niggas. Y'all real niggas.
No, he the new nigga, right?
Yeah.
This nigga be trying to make love to me, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it be like limiting our actions together. Cause I be like, no. Nope.
Why you not into that? See, that's how she was.
I be like, nut right now. Nut right now.
You make him nut instantly?
Do you have sex just for a nut?
No, or I
anybody?
Don't. I don't.
Why don't y'all?
No, that's not what it's for.
Enjoying the moment.
It's not for that,
baby. I promise it's not.
Not for. It's not
I like
supposed. Niggas not supposed to bust nuts all the time.
Maybe
anyway,
you
supposed to like save your shit. You can't
say,
be blowing every day, bro. You gonna die.
It, though.
You lose a day off your life.
She did look up like.
I looked up like. I don't know what's going on.
So sometimes you just gotta slam some shit and stop right before you go about your day.
Yeah,
then you can slam again later.
Hey, look, that's what my nine.
It's slam fucking, baby.
Let me tell y'all something. That's his favorite term to use slam. For sex, slam.
Look, y'all.
I hate that shit.
Girls like getting slammed.
It sound like wrestling.
Let me tell y'all.
It sound like you slamming me down on the bed.
Look, I don't be doing all that, right? I'm a gentle person, even though I'm rough, right? My nine.
You gentle, but you don't like making love.
I'll give y'all an example.
You gentle,
today,
but you don't like making love.
No, she want to get slammed.
No, the fuck I don't. You better not slam me. I'm a gangster, baby. You better not slam me. You heard me.
She
you
know what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna fight nothing back. I'm gonna tell you about yourself right after. I'm like, don't ever do that shit again. Have you lost your motherfucking rambled ass mind, niggas? You playing? You touch somebody
right after?
I'm gonna tell you why we doing it. It's fuck is wrong with you? I'm gonna be like, what the
it's
fuck?
It's not gonna be too crazy.
So now listen.
It's a slam. Slam says.
So this. I'm giving y'all an example, right? I'm having sex one time, right? And it's quiet. I ain't making no noise. I'm just breathing. You hear me? But this is a transaction. It's transactional.
So you have transactional.
So this nigga
sex.
Like, you like daddy dick?
No, I don't.
And I'm like, I ain't say nothing. He like, huh? I'm like, yes. Boom. Nutty. You hear me?
Yeah.
Talking too much. You hear me? Trying to make love. Be quiet. Let it be what it is. Just play your role. You ain't got to do all that.
Have you ever made love?
Yeah, many times.
Have you made love again? In the past 4 years?
Yes, all the time.
But you don't like it?
Only sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Why you don't like it?
That deep.
Why you don't like it every time?
You want to know what my...
Do you
want to know what one of my favorite quotes is?
What?
Don't go to jail.
Whose quote is that?
Sapphires, little spins.
Oh you my god!
Jail, nigga. Don't like it too much.
You ever been to jail?
Yeah.
No.
You been to jail before?
Nah, look. When I worked at Cedar Point one time, right? And I got racist with the police. I started going crazy on them. You hear me?
You ain't go?
Man, they put me in a waiting room. I was so mad. My godfather got there in an hour from Michigan.
Damn.
And let me right on up out that. I was in that motherfucker saying anything and everything. You hear me?
Pigs, so you really monkeys. I see every type of person you is. You just a little turd, but you're not like.
No, I'm not irresponsible.
Would right, you call yourself a free spirit or more of a wild heart? Which one would you pick?
Free spirit.
Okay.
Free spirited. You know I do. Oh, you know what I am? Here we go. We got the proper word for it, baby. Unorthodox, taboo.
Yep.
Don't give them not no fucks. Mm. I'm going to try it out. You hear me?
Authentically yourself.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Who cares? You can die tomorrow. You can get hit by a bus right now, right? As soon as you walk out this building.
Right now. It's
and ain't nobody going to remember nothing bad about you. All they're going to remember is all the good
shit. I rebuke that.
That's true, though.
They're going to be like, that was a great person. You could have been the worst person on the planet. You hear me? So now look, y'all.
Some people, they hate love when they die, though.
So y'all hit me up 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all was like, what's the freakiest thing? You know, y'all was asking me personal questions. Nothing was going on crazy in my life. I mean, actually it was, but you know, some shit you just can't talk about. But then, like, soon after y'all hit me up, I had 2 niggas. Swear, I really got 2 niggas.
At the same time? Y'all ever had sex together?
I like.
Like.
You, the 2 niggas, you together.
I don't.
Yeah, would you have an MMF threesome?
MFM.
Nah, look, MMF? I don't think that we like. I don't think we necessarily just, you know, like we it get like that. But I ain't gonna lie, it's gotten like that. But it's respectful. You get what I'm saying? It's,
that's because they both fuck. You ain't seen that movie? What's the movie? It's like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When they was both in love with the girl.
Yeah,
they. And was, she got kidnapped.
Yes, was, I know what you're talking about. The blonde white lady. Yeah, I know exactly what y'all talking about.
So, Tay, do you think that's a trend?
No, I mean, it depends on the girl, for real. The girl decide if it's a trainer or not.
How no. Can I? I'm about to stop him. I'm about to stomp him.
What, he just
did? I had to sit back.
That's my answer, though, because some girls, because I know girls who be like, they want a situation where the two dudes
I have bad memories.
Then they got situations where is they want them together.
Everybody
got
to talk. You got
to talk. So it's all different ones. I heard girls say they won't. So
okay.
That's why I said
this. You ever been in a train?
No.
He's gay anyways.
What's gay about a train?
The train is gay in your eyes?
No, it ain't gay. It ain't that gay.
I mean, listen, I ain't never did
that gay.
That gay
but
is train.
What is it?
Say, listen.
Yeah.
It's only a train when you fucking a rat. You hear me?
That's what I said. It depends on the girl. I ain't want to say it like that.
You know, I'm running
shit. It depends
shit.
On the girl.
I just found
that's
out that I was
so
a rat.
So if it's the type of girl who really got this shit on click clack, that's
so
not a train.
You can do it in the car with 2 niggas and 1 bitch.
Wait, you had sex in a car with 2 niggas?
How
no,
you do
no,
that?
No, rats do that.
Whoa.
Rats that
no.
be getting trained.
But
right
I said, in situations where it's like this. Y'all ain't never had a situation where it's like a girl or you heard of. It's a girl, one dude in a room, he leave out. Next dude coming to the room.
No, it's not wrong.
That's running a female. I don't think that's a train.
Yeah, that's different, right?
That's like passive.
No, no, no. So, no. Let me explain to you. That's what's funny. So, I looked up the definition of a train. Dead ass. Dead. This is the dictionary.com definition of a train. Literal definition. When multiple men have sex with a woman, one after the other.
Oh, that's, I guess that's what it is then.
That's literally a train. But if you're having sex with a woman at the same time, that's not a train.
That's a
threesome.
You're right.
So, every nigga that say it's a train, clearly they smarter than dictionary.com.
So yep. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
You had a train?
Depend on the
I don't be letting them niggas just fuck me all 700 times and say that. So look.
Do you enjoy being
so fucked? Shoe is my main nigga. Sometimes okay. I do. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes I do, right?
Every guy got niggas.
But
girls,
I just play my role.
Like...
So I guess, oh my God, why am I saying this? I guess it has happened. But, you know, usually be like, get my 6 together. Mm. I gotta fuck my 6. That's the only way you gonna take care of me. And then get my 9 together.
What's a 9?
She talking numerology. She said she a numerologist.
These are the names of her.
I need her to explain this for the listeners. Oh, yeah. What is a 9?
What's a 6 and what's a 9?
A 6 has the lesson of responsibility.
Okay.
A 9 has the lesson of humanitarian.
What does that mean?
So which one is more Like
D, bro.
The one you like more. Which number for like resonate more with you?
Well, you know, I learned.
What's your life number?
22. I'm a masturbator.
So you can get all the numbers or something?
So basically, I think I got a nigga for every number. You hear me?
Oh, okay.
Every number. You hear me? But all of them don't be acting right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So the 9 vibrate the highest.
Mm.
He's
so basically
rich nigga.
The 9 the one who sacrifices everything.
He the rich nigga. Damn. You hear me? He going to work every day, all day.
Damn. So but really, the 6 really right here. This nigga just like the smooth, and he really just
he don't
like,
want to get it.
He really winning.
He my protector.
Yeah,
he
winning right now. The 6 really winning.
Yeah,
over the 9.
You know what I mean, nigga, he smart. I'm he ain't no dumbass nigga.
So the 9, you look like a little dumber.
No, the 9, he the smartest. He got the most power, don't he, baby?
It's a different level. I get what you're saying.
So which one is this guy right here?
6.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Clearly, I need the book. I'm so lost right now.
Clearly, you need to become a number.
Look, I get what you're saying, nigga, but this is Spanish right now.
Like, look,
now
every number has a meaning.
What's this, number 1?
The letter of leadership.
What's number 8?
The number of power.
She ain't even got shit to do with Kobe. Meant. I'm so confused.
Uh-huh, Kobe, 824. You know when my birthday is?
824.
Why you say that? He's up. Look, this nigga been lurking me for 2 months. This nigga been lurking me for 2 months. He know everything about me.
Wait, is your birthday 824, bae?
Yeah, that's my
crazy.
Year.
Period.
It's my year.
Oh my no, man, it was just a coincidence.
That's crazy. Wait, that, it was a coincidence. It was.
He's a liar. He been stalking me.
Oh my god.
I'm not lying. He be watching me every day.
Is that birthday 824 for real? I wouldn't know that. It's been 2 months. You act like I start following you the day before your birthday.
Right. This nigga be watching me every day on the internet.
I be watching your titties every day on the internet. It's a gap difference. Ah, titties, ass.
No.
You know my birthday, nigga. Like, no.
Look, you know that's the distraction, right?
He said that's
your birthday or your titties in your ass?
I know. I hope you know.
No,
what I mean.
I know, because you be like titties ass Israel, nigga. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I just be focusing on titty and ass. We're not going
to.
No, we're not going to go there.
Free Palestine, Congo,
y'all should have said that, and he did it on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Free Palestine,
yes,
Congo.
He did. I'm telling y'all, this nigga is very intentional.
Oh, I am, but not today.
What's your name, homeboy?
Darnell.
Darnell, now look, let me tell you something. She shouldn't have did it with me in the room. She shouldn't have did it. You shouldn't have did it. You... Not you!
No, her! Oh, I thought she was calling
no.
you, but she...
Oh, I'm sorry. Now she fucking me up. Now, look.
What I do, babe?
Now, you can't bring it up, first of all. I'm not a Muslim. Even though I wear this scarf, that's I am right. not no motherfucking Muslim.
But you respect
this. This Travis is called...
A hijab?
No, it's the fuck it is not.
Not a hijab, not a hijab, okay?
I call it a silk
about
durag.
It, what it's called. Gele.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't say that. Not on this camera, we can't. Or on nobody's platform. You want to know why?
Why, baby?
Because if anybody even touched a hair on any, even in this room right now, if somebody touched a hair on her head right now in this room, everything about them will have to change in their life. You hear me? And they will have to be over with because I'm
why,
in the room.
Why, baby? I'm confused.
Because I'm in the room.
Damn.
What?
Because I'm in here.
What that mean?
Off the head rip?
Off the hair?
Nah, baby, off the what you said. You said.
What she say?
What did I say? What were we addressing?
She can't say it again what she said, but
unless
I don't know.
I can't say
you
it.
Probably.
Whatever happened.
I'm kind of following along. I do believe it was in regards to the
political aspect. Yeah.
You can't do that. You know, it's election year, right? And guess what? We about to get turned up.
Veteran.
We about to get turned up off of this. You know that, right? And you can't say that on camera for the whole world to see.
I've said it on
and
camera.
And I got a lot of viewers. And you know what? That's not a good thing, baby.
Why not?
You gonna
to
get
be
canceled?
Political?
You gonna get canceled?
If I get canceled for being political, that's fine with me.
That is not okay,
do
baby.
You know what my allegiance is?
All right.
All right, y'all.
All right.
We talking yeah. back to the program.
Let's get back to sex. Let's talk about fucking.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Let's talk about. He's the one who brought it up. He messy.
No, I honestly just didn't want. You said I was stalking you, and I said.
And guess what? Guess what he did one day?
Oh,
I'm on the internet. I'm having a breakdown because I did something wrong. Right? He gonna DM me, right? Talking about. can you elaborate more? So I had to, and I elaborated, and he know exactly what he just did. We about to have a conversation.
No, we not. We not. Because we going to keep it to sex. We can have it off air.
What's your sign?
It's sex. That is my sign. Tay, we going to go to you. You said that you was an assistant coach on a champion lesbian sex team.
Oh, God.
I wanted you to go in depth as far as that.
Yeah, because I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So, basically, I was in this situation. You know I be out and about. Y'all know how.
Yeah, you be living your life.
I'm out and about.
Yeah, you know everybody, man.
So, having a couple drinks. Two girls I know walking in. You know what I'm saying? They I don't know. They was having a good time. So, I was with somebody that was like, oh, can we chop it up with y'all? And we talking, drinking. They invite me to watch them have fun, basically. Like, what you about to do after this? Come over and watch us fuck. We about to be fucking, basically.
I'm not mad at that.
So I was like, oh.
Those are what you call freaks.
Right.
So why didn't you fuck them?
I didn't fuck them because the one girl was basically cuffing. Like, the one girl, you know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, so.
Did you get them, like, juice and shit?
Yeah.
No, I just, like, it was shots in there. We drinking shots in the middle of it, shit like that.
Why they was fucking, like, did you get, like,
it's like a two-sided deal, though. I might hold that or some shit like that. You feel me?
Okay.
Like, I'm just in there, like.
Would you do it again?
If I got invited, yeah. Okay. I ain't looking for that, though.
You said you was, like, insightful, right? Like, or it was, like, insightful. Like, what was insightful about it?
That girl sex is way different.
What's different about it?
That shit be long. They be going, like, it's all different levels to that shit. Like,
it's my time.
You give
me? No, it's not.
It's all different levels to the girl sex, though. Like, it's a lot of foreplay.
I got a good point.
You've been making points all day. We gonna
a lot of... It's just long. They really can go at it more.
Yeah, bitches don't really need to.
They don't stop.
Yeah, do you think it's something men could do to be more like bitches?
Yeah,
you got to stop nutting every time. Because, you know, after you nut, your shit basically useless. It's going to hurt if you try to go up again. You ain't really going to be feeling the same pleasure. So it's basically like try to just keep
so going. Men need to practice.
You
got to
stop semen retention.
Yep.
Just stop when you about to just for a minute.
Also edging.
Yeah, edge your shit.
Oh my. But women hate when you edge.
They hate it.
No, they do. Women,
they do.
When you really go to edge, women be like, no, keep going.
But no, we can't nut though. You got to let us not nut.
But I like nut.
But that's the problem.
You know what the issue is? Women have to literally go through you practicing edging if they really want that psychosis of sex.
I'm about to start telling people, I'm okay with the edging.
Just treat it like a little girl lesbian sex.
I have a question.
What's up?
No, I don't have a question. I have a comment.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, so look. So you remember when them two hoes fucked in front of your face?
Yeah.
And then they ain't throw you a slice of bread or nothing like that?
They ain't throw me a slice of bread.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Look, can I tell you something?
What?
One of them hoes was in there exerting dominance.
They was.
Look, he didn't want to tell y'all that part.
He did.
He did not.
He said that.
Okay, so he didn't say it in a way that other people would understand it.
They knew.
You didn't understand it.
No, I did, because I told you exactly what they was doing. So one of them was like, you ain't getting my bitch pussy, nigga.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's my bitch.
Yeah.
Nigga, you here to watch. And I smacked one of them hoes.
Why? You don't even like bitches.
Why would I smack them?
Because ain't no nigga in the room but me. I'm the only nigga in the room. What you thought?
But what if he just had pleasure? What if he bought them liquor?
No, that was their liquor. They had liquor.
He was tricking.
No, I wasn't. I was already out.
You said what's wrong with him? Maybe he was nothing from it.
I wasn't
maybe
tricking.
Maybe he got pleasure from watching, bae.
I wasn't tricking,
girl,
though.
Baby, it ain't no
such thing.
Listen, I trick if it's like that. I don't have a problem with tricking. Was not a tricking day.
Voyeurism is a whole.
That was like
too.
A literal random day.
That's why you ain't getting none.
Right, it wasn't nothing like that.
That's why you ain't getting
none. Want none.
It wasn't about that
he
though.
He did want some. You telling me he watching two hoes? Fuck, his dick didn't get hard.
His dick probably got hard, but he probably
giving
with
some excuses.
What's the
excuse?
No,
what's
I'm not.
Excuse?
I'm just
you
trying to.
I don't hear it.
Look,
the excuse
all I'm gonna say is. This has been a dope episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
Yes, it's awesome.
And clearly, we went through a lot today. We definitely know a lot about sixes and a lot about nines, and I ain't talking Tekashi or 69. Tay did a lot. Sapphire.
I'm a great person.
Yeah, you did a lot.
That part.
Taylor, you did a lot. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We appreciate all y'all. And Travis, what's that magic word?
Cut.
There we go.
Okay, Darnell, you want to know something?
No.
She's really
Darnell.